Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
We have the reading of the gospel according to John, beginning with the first chapter at the sixth verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a man, and he was sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to question him. They said, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "Well, what then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "No, I'm not." "Well, how about, are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said, "Well, who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And John said this. He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' just as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, so they asked him, "Well, why then are you baptizing, if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor one of the prophets?" And Jesus answered them, or John answered them this way. He said, "I baptize you with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me, and I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, from where John was baptizing. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. When I read the gospel for this Sunday in preparation for this morning, I thought, you know, this is really a twice-told tale. And what I mean by that is this. Last week, you may recall, we first heard the story of the coming of John the Baptist as told to us through the Gospel of Mark. And that account begins with the words from the prophet Isaiah announcing a voice in the wilderness calls the nation of Israel to prepare to receive their Lord. Well, we learn John the Baptist appears near the River Jordan proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. He depicts John within the prophetic tradition as one who precedes the coming of the Son of Man, that is, the long-expected Messiah. This, of course, today, as I've mentioned, is the third Sunday in Advent. And the story of John the Baptist, well, we told it again today. But this time with a little more elaboration and theological interpretation, the message, at least to me, appears more vivid, but also more poignant. And what I mean by that is the Gospel of John describes Jesus as light. Now, Jesus is the light who shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. John may be sent from God, but he himself, well, he's not the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, will follow him. This light is the Word made flesh in Jesus. Through Jesus, we receive grace and we receive truth. God reveals us to himself in his Son. Only after an extensive discussion of the nature and mission of Jesus do we return to the story of John the Baptist. The gospel text tells us that priests and Levites from Jerusalem interrogate John all about his identity. They want to know if he's really the Messiah or Elijah or one of the prophets. He says, "No, I'm not the Messiah, but I point to him." Biblical scholars remind us the Gospel of John was written almost about a half century after the Gospel of Mark. The Christian community by that time reflected on the Gospel of Mark And they had questions and sought insight into that text. Therefore, John intends to do more than simply tell the story. He wants us to understand more clearly the profound truth behind and contained in the story. The four Gospels do vary in many ways, but one fact certainly unites all of them. They all agree upon the role John plays in the life and ministry of Jesus. John precedes the coming of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Something in the human mind or spirit never quite settles simply for the Gospel of Mark's explanation. We want to hear more. We want to hear, we want to learn, we want to know more about God's intention and purpose for us. I'm reminded of something. Several weeks ago, I stopped by the Barnes & Noble store to buy some Christmas books for my granddaughters. Not surprisingly, I found stacks of Christmas books there, all for the Christmas season. Some were books you might expect to see this time of year. We've come to know such books as Charlie Brown's Christmas, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, The Polar Express, but there were a lot of other books there as well. I find it interesting how the gospel spirit enters into these obviously secular works. For instance, take the story of the Grinch who stole Christmas. You will recall the Grinch to be a bitter creature with a heart described as two sizes too small, who lives on snowy Mount Crumpet, a steep high mountain just north of Whoville, the home of the Whos. From his perch up on that mountain, the Grinch hears the noisy Christmas festivities taking place down in Whoville. Annoyed, he decides to stop Christmas from coming. He's going to steal their gifts and presents, their tree, and even the food for their Christmas feast. He disguises himself as Santa Claus, and he descends to Whoville, where he slides down the chimney, and he goes about stealing all of the Whos' Christmas presents, their Christmas tree, and even their log from the fire. The Grinch then takes his sleigh to the top of Mount Crumpet and prepares to dump all those presents right into the abyss. Well, dawn breaks. But you know what? The Grinch expects to hear the Who's bitter and sorrowful cries. But he's confused. He's confused to hear them singing a joyous Christmas song anyhow. He puzzles for a moment until he realizes perhaps Christmas is more than just presents and feasting. He says, maybe Christmas means a little bit more. The Grinch's shrunken heart suddenly grows three sizes larger. The reformed Grinch returns all the Who's presents and trimmings, and he is warmly invited to the Who's feast, where he receives the honor of carving the roast beast. What are the great themes of this story? Well, the great themes are sin, transformation, and redemption. The Christmas message emerges in this tale again, but in its own way, and it speaks to us. I think there's a lesson here for us to learn. The opening of the Gospel of John tells us the Word became flesh, full of grace and truth. And even in a Christmas story, like the Grinch who stole Christmas, the Word becomes flesh in the story of the Grinch and the Who's. Certainly this children's story is no substitute for the gospel, but I think it offers us a story in another way that brings that truth to us. John the Baptist you know, announced a great miracle to come. He said God's word will become flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. And so let me illustrate my point this way. There is a Korean artist, and that Korean artist is named Elder Ree. He produced a very unique piece of art. It took him almost 2 years to complete an illustrated scroll. And it's not just a painting, but a picture created by writing thousands of words with shaded letters using a fine-tipped pen. What is it? Well, it's actually the entire New Testament written by hand. There are 185,000 words on this scroll with an average of 1,000 words per line. Isn't that something? The letters are drawn, some thick and some thin, but they're drawn with a purpose to bring out a picture of Christ. Not only that, there are 27 angels in this picture as well, surrounding at Christ, looking to him, representing the 27 books of the New Testament. The original work was 6 foot long by 4 feet wide. And the figure of Christ, now this is where it gets interesting. The figure of Christ is not imposed onto the words. In other words, Elder Ree doesn't simply write the words up there and then put a picture of Jesus on it. Instead, the words reveal the picture of Jesus Christ. They're arranged in such a way that when you look at the scroll and the words, you see Christ in the words. They are inked light and inked dark to bring out this wonderful portrait of Christ. In other words, the words literally become flesh, become a person in this particular painting. Well, today we hear the Gospel of John describing the coming of John the Baptist. We learn that Christ is our light in the midst of darkness. We hear he is God's great truth and grace made flesh. These images lodge themselves right in the heart of humanity. So this season, may Christ be a light in your life. May the Word become flesh in you, so that others may see that Word in your deeds, in your words, in your actions. Let the proclamation of John the Baptist testify to you that you may be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.